Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Pastor Roger, would you please open the prayer line up with prayer?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Most gracious and merciful Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We come right now, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, O Lord, the letter of the Holy Spirit, O Lord. As we come on this wonderful night, Father God, we give you thanks, we give you honor, we give you praise, Lord, as we thank you for this glorious day, O Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for life itself, Father God. We ask the Holy Spirit to come right now and fill us now, Father God. Graciously right now, Lord, we ask you to release your gifts of faith, hope, and love tonight, Father God. Discernment and praise, Lord, to come into this house tonight, Father God. To fill all the houses that will be listening in tonight, Father God. To touch the shepherd tonight, Father God. That's going to fill your sheep tonight, Father God. To touch your night, Father God. With the anointing, Father God, to open us up tonight, Father God. Understanding, Father God, in our minds and our hearts, Father God. To be fed, Father God. You told her to go out and feed your sheep, Father God. For us to be fed, Father God. Father God, for chains to be broken, Father God, for strongholds to be pulled down, Father God, for us to be touched and released, Father God, for Satan to be ran up out of here, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Cover us and protect us by the blood of Jesus, Father God. We call it to be so. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is one we're on this evening, and that's 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., you can listen live on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, that's North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. The next dates for service are October 27th. We do have some exciting news. To accommodate our coat giveaway and homeless outreach, we will be in a larger venue. Please pay close attention. We will be meeting at the Clarion Inn Hotel Conference Center. The address is 1612 Sisk Road. That's S-I-S-K Road. That's still in the city of Modesto, California, right down the road. If you're in the area, please come out. And now it's time for our testimony. Remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and mute your phones if you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, this night, we thank you. We need a visitation from the Holy Spirit. Father, when you visit your people, that's a meeting with God. Concerning all our issues tonight. When you visit us, Father Jesus, you bring about a change. Things become better. You've come in a place, God, where you reconstruct things that is barren in our life. Things that have fell apart. You allow that place to become fruitful again. Holy Spirit, give us a visitation tonight. Visit us, Holy Ghost. Oh, we need a visitation tonight. We are ready for a visitation. And we thank you for a visitation from the Holy Spirit concerning every issue tonight in Jesus' name. you have your Bibles, will you turn to Habakkuk, the second chapter, verse 3, and Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 12. That's Habakkuk 2 and 3, Matthew 11 and 12. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is a word of encouragement for you that God has given a visitation. You received a vision from the Lord about your life, about those things that God sees personal to you, things that God, by His Spirit, have encouraged you that He gonna cause that visitation and that vision to come into reality. So this is a word of encouragement. We're going to agree tonight that those attacks that you may be under at this time, meaning that Satan is out to destroy your vision. And when you are in a place of consistency, mean commitment, and you're unwavering, you're not moved, the Spirit of God will go into those places and bring life, bring birth to that vision. Meaning the breath of God will move over that vision where Satan desire to wipe it out, where Satan desires to constantly have you in a place where he's working against that vision. But tonight, it's so important, saints, to be committed to God. And when you're in a place of commitment to God, you are settled. You are steadfast. You are unwavering. You are firm in what you believe God for. And what happened? It stopped the destroyer. It stopped Satan. It put an end to what he's planning. It caused that vision to come into the existence. And we're going to see, begin with Habakkuk 2 and 3, please.
For this vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry.
This is an encouraging word. This is the word of God speaking to you tonight. That's why we need a visitation. That means a meeting that God is setting up tonight concerning all issues in your life, concerning the vision that God may have given you long, long ago. He said the vision is for an appointed time. That means the promise that God has made to you, those personal things, those things that God has came into a way to an individual. He's saying tonight, there may be a delay on it, but it's not forgotten. God wants you to be encouraged tonight, for it is an appointed time. It's a season. It's a time. He said at the end, God shall breathe on that vision that he himself have imputed in your spirit that you cannot shake. This means a vision for you, your children, that God has purposed you to do in the earth. Those things that God has set up, every issue, I'm talking about every issue tonight, that God has preordained before the foundation of the world for you. God wants you to stand on his word tonight. He's personally giving you a visitation. You know who you are out there. God is saying tonight, stay in a place of commitment to me. stay in a place where you're not wavering when storms comes against the vision, when storms are attacks against the vision, when you're under an assault, when there's a battle you're going through, where there's disturbance. And so many people fall apart when they may be at that place where that door is in a place of opening. And then they give up. They get in a place where they're unsettled. They get in a place where they're not connected anymore. They get in a place where they're so preoccupied about what they're going through, or they're hearing the voices of evil and speaking to people. God wants you to know tonight, stay firm. Stay in a place where you are determined that God, his breath shall breathe upon that he has spoken to you personally. I'm talking about you have a personal relationship to God, with God. He's saying tonight, be in a place where you are not wavered. Even though there's a destroyer out there who desire to attack, to defeat you, to annihilate and wipe out that vision, to bring it to a complete end, to cripple it, to disfigure it, where it don't even look like what God has showed you. You know, so many things going through a place in your life where it's disfigured tonight. It don't look like it, don't sound like it. All around you is gloom and doom. But God, the devil desires to assassinate that vision. That's when it's disfigured. He desires to trash that vision. But this is a word of encouragement tonight. We're going to pray and stand in agreement that the Spirit of God move into that place, breathe on that he himself have imputed in your spirit. There are many people going through all kinds of attack, all kinds of things that it's a bad look. I have a friend of mine that live in Placerville. And I listened to their testimony. How they're Romanian. They're from Romania. And how at birth, I'm talking about Satan attacks us in the womb, thanks to God. At birth, they thought she was a stillborn baby. And they walked off and left that on a floor. It was in a place. At that time, because she's an elderly person, where there was no hospital, they just getting ready to dispose of it. And she said her father came in and seen a movement, and say it's alive. But the Spirit of God wanted to what? Destroy that birth. The Spirit of God wanted to what? Annihilate it, and cause all complication in her life, sick complication, illness and disease. But I'm telling you, it was a ministry that the devil was designed to destroy. And the Spirit of God brought life to that fetus that the enemy said was stillborn and wanted it to be going to a place of destruction. And then she happened to marry an individual who both parents died in the war, and they were without a parent, had to raise themselves as a child. The Spirit of God connect those two people that have been to a attack, have been through a place where the enemy wanted to annihilate their life, connect them and brought forth a powerful ministry that's worldwide. But that vision, that which was a ministry, the devil had set up to what? To end it. To cause it to be annihilated, to wipe it out. But the sovereign Spirit of the Holy Ghost, I'm encouraging you tonight, the sovereign Spirit of the Holy Ghost stopped the attack, came against that spirit, allowed that fetus to live, brought those two damaged souls together, healed them both, breathed on their lives, and brought forth a ministry. Brought forth a ministry of deliverance. A ministry of deliverance is not a great choir. It's not great music. It's setting people free from the captivities of Satan. It's loosening you out of bondage. It's causing life to come into your life. Where the enemy desires to destroy, that's what deliverance is. It's setting captives free. It's not about show business. It's about loosening people from the shackles of Satan. And the Spirit of God is encouraging you tonight, saying when he set up a meeting, I'm talking about divine visitation, he's concerned about every issue you're going through, those things that's pressing about your life, those things he can't have come to you individual as an individual personally, and have imputed that inside of you that I shall cause to live. You're going through a trauma. You're under assault. There's outbreaks in your life. There's slanders coming against you. All kinds of disturbances. But this word of God saying tonight, Habakkuk 2 and 3, that the Spirit of God says on a delay. Some of you are going through a place, it's only delayed. It means that the Spirit of God, at that appointed time, I'm encouraging you to stay committed. I've seen so many people is on the verge of receiving great deliverance from the Holy Spirit. They get in a place where they're so unsettled. They're not committed. They're so wavering. And the vision never come to pass in their lives. They leave out of this earth without that vision coming to manifestation. But this is an hour of manifestation. This is such an hour of manifestation. That those that diligently seek the Lord, he said, I shall reward you. When God give you a great vision, I'm talking about a great vision. The Lord God has responsibility over that vision. He said, much is required for those whom much is given. That means there's on your end, there's a requirement. And the requirement is stay steadfast. The requirement is what? To stay single-minded. The requirement is to stay firm. The requirement is to stay attached to the faithful God. That's the law of responsibility. That means the Spirit of God, well, he sees all of this. See, he said how he looked low. He's looking at you and I. He's seeing you, that you're diligent, even though there's attacks all around you. But the Spirit of God said, it shall come to pass. Is delayed for a moment, but because of his breath, the breath of God will breathe on that vision, saints of God. That means the action of God. But you got to tarry, you got to wait until he desire to breathe on that thing. We have no control of the Holy Ghost. He's free. He's unlimited. Can't put him in a box. Can't tell him when to come, where to go. He said, at that time, that appointed time over your life, he did it for Abraham as an old man. When the man got in a place where he was no longer wavering, he was no longer in a place where he was staggering, he was steadfast, he was committed, he was firm, old man. And God what? Breathe on his wife's body. The breath of God brought life into her old womb. And the promise was fulfilled. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Can't no human do that. Faith gives birth. And God values your faith tonight. And what does God do? Faith intervenes for you where you cannot intervene for yourself. Faith intervenes for you. Faith gives birth to a vision, thanks to God. So this is a word of encouragement when we come together tonight and agree with the word of God. Matthew 11 and 12, please.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force.
This is a word of encouragement. The kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence from the beginning. I'm talking about attacks. I'm talking about things against the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. That means it's always been an enemy that tried to invade an army of Satan, surround to invade and capture you on every side. But tonight, the kingdom will have a suffer violence, but the violent take it by force. How we take it by force? Standing on the word of God. The word of God restrained the enemy. The word of God paralyzed the enemy. The word of God overthrew the counsels of darkness. The word of God comes against the attacks and the outbreaks that Satan has against what? Your vision. God placed that in everyone that's saved. He imputes in you his purpose, thanks to God. And when we wait upon the Lord, we stay in a place of commitment to God. The Holy Spirit, the breath of God, by faith, give birth. That it comes alive, saints of God. It comes into the existence. Even though that's been delayed, we've seen it in marriage. People waiting on God. We've seen it in ministry. We've seen it in their personal life, in their finance, in their business, in their careers, in their health. Things that look like it's so under attack that everything surrounds it is in a spirit of annihilation. But we've seen the Spirit of God take charge. We've seen the Spirit of God stop the raid. We've seen the Spirit of God come against the disturbance that's working against his will in your life. I've seen people come out of a homeless situation, come out of a jobless situation, come out of bad news against their health, come out of a place where their homes are being devoured. The careers are held up, needing doors to walk through. But when they're in a place where they're committed, that means they're tied in that place. They're preoccupied with that place that God has them in. They're loyal to God. And they have come into a place where they're single-minded. All those other minds, God have extracted. They're single mind, and can't nobody come in and cloud their thinking up. They're single mind. They're clear. They're sober in their mind. Even though they're going through much attack, yet they remain single minded. They stay in a place where they're steadfast. Why? As the Holy Ghost gave me a word on Sunday, they have a big dream. Their dream is so big. God has made their inside of them, they have a big dream. There are those that stop dreaming in this hour when they get up on an attack. That means the vision fade. That means it disappeared. The devil annihilates it. But there are those are big dreamers out there and holding on to the vision, knowing that the Creator, the Spirit of the Almighty God, is saying, I'm moving on your behalf. I'm in control. I'm in charge. Because I place a big dream inside of you. I place a big dream inside of you. And I will cause that dream to thrive. Because I impart that dream. I'm going to give you favors. I'm going to cooperate with my word. I'm your supporter. I'm your helper. And I'm your guide. This word tonight is a word of fire against the evil one. But what? You must believe, saints of God. You must stand. No matter what you're going through, I'm talking about the attacks of the evil one. No matter how the enemy is coming against you, the word provides. The word is medicine over that situation tonight. And the Spirit of God will go into that place and uproot everything that want to kill it off. And the Spirit of God will do what? Produce life to that situation. And that situation will be, the breath of God will breathe on that. And the Spirit of God will bring life to it tonight. All you have to do tonight is stand. You are a survivor because God will cause you to survive tonight. The Spirit of God will cause resurrection power to come into your life. Where the divine power of God breathe on that, faith give birth. Faith intervene. Where the Spirit of God is intervening tonight. And all he wants you to do is be steadfast. Don't let nothing change your mind. Have a single mind tonight. God wants you to be in such a place where the Spirit of God will give you endurance. The race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he that endures to the end is the end of every matter. It's not given to the swift or to the strong. So many times people start off, they end up losing out because they're not what? Don't have the spirit of endurance. And it comes from above. They have to ask of God. You have not because you don't ask. Spirit of God give you endurance. The Spirit of God caused your mind to become single. The Spirit of God will cause you to be in a place where you are tied down, waiting on the blessings of God to breathe on that thing. Waiting on the blessings of God in his breath to breathe on that vision. Waiting on the breath of God to breathe on that dream. Tonight, I'm encouraging you as I encourage the people on Sunday. Oh, let nobody give you a small dream. Let God give you a big dream. When God give you a big dream, that's a vision and that's a visitation that he said, I'm divinely going to meet you at that place. I shall occupy that place. I'm in cooperation with my word because of this vision is from me and not from the flesh. I will cause reconstruction to come. I will cause that vision to come out of a wilderness, out of a barren place, and I will bring it to a fruitful place. God is encouraging you tonight as the Holy Spirit encouraged the people on Sunday. I begin to encourage them to dream big. Don't let nobody put you in a box tonight. I want you to dream big. When God has put something big inside of your soul, he has imputed something big inside of you. He wants you to dream big tonight. And let no one twitch you, pull you. Abraham didn't let anyone. When he got into that place, I'm talking about that commitment with God. Abraham was no longer staggering. He was no longer wavering up and down, in and out. No matter what it looks like, no matter how many enemies tried to invade his territory, the Lord always intervened because God placed that vision inside of Abraham. He placed that vision inside of you tonight. And I want you to be encouraged tonight. Allow it to stay big in your soul, in your spirit, because the Spirit of God see that's nothing but faith. No matter what you're up under tonight, what type of assault you're going through, whatever disturbing that vision, the Spirit of God say, wait upon it, for you're going to speak, and it's not going to lie, even though it's in a place of delay, because God see your commitment, because God see your faithfulness. God say, faith, breathe on that vision. The breath of God will breathe on it. Faith breathes on it. And what faith does? Give birth to it. You cannot do it. Faith give birth. Faith is from God. Faith give birth to that visitation that he's placed down inside of you, that vision. Tonight I'm encouraging you to dream big. That vision inside of you, you can't contain, but God can contain it. And what God does, he allowed that thing to happen. So tonight, we're going to agree with the word of God, Matthew 11:12, that by the blood of Jesus, that Satan will be paralyzed. I mean, he cannot move against your vision. That the Spirit of God wants you to tarry. He wants you to wait tonight. Because he's looking at your faithfulness. In the book of Hebrew, it says, they that diligently seek him, he shall reward. That means you're committed. That means you're not moved. You are what? You're single-minded. You're an obligation. You're tied in with God. You're firm and you are steadfast tonight. And what happened? Faith gives birth to that you're waiting on. Because the Holy Spirit goes in and he intervenes. He goes into that place. He moves by his divine visitation. And he brings about the change. Because that's what the visitation of the Lord does for us. When God visits his people, that means I'm concerned about your issues at this particular season that you're going through. And I'm going to make it better for you. And I'm going to bring about reconstruction. That means he'll go into that place where it's dried up and devoured, where it's barren. And God allow that place to become a fruitful place tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, I do. This is Jerome. I would like prayer for my mom. She's going to visit my sister tomorrow, and she's traveling on an airplane for the very first time. I like prayer for her.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor, it's Brother Ray. I'm actually got prayer, I need prayer to her work. I'm being, a couple different coworkers are coming at me with negative vibes and just, I don't like it. I'm trying to hold my tongue and be the bigger person and not cause any issues, but I'm getting really close to saying something. I just want God to keep me focused and keep me in that godly state of mind, please.
You are on the verge of a breakthrough. I'm going to pray for your strength and that God give you endurance. God gave you that word on Wednesday, I think, of last week, that God himself shall what? Enhance, shall bring forth. And he spoke about job and increase. So I will pray for your strength tonight. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith.
This is Sister Cindy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello? Okay.
I hear you. I hear you. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'd like to request prayer for Wesley's supervisor. You know, God gave Wesley a supervisor that really found favor in Wesley and really worked with him. And he's been in the hospital for the last 2 weeks, stressed out and just the panic attacks and everything. And I just want prayer for him that his health and giving him strength to come back to work and be okay. I told him I was going to ask prayer for him tonight. And so his name is Santiago.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Pastor Roderick down in Mobile. I'd like to put myself and my children on the prayer list for tonight, please.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there's any more prayer requests, we're going to stand on the word of God, saints of God. I'm encouraging you tonight that the enemy, he hates when God gives us a visitation, a vision. He come with all kinds of force to attack. Nobody is left out. If you're saved and you are committed to God, the devil see you as a target. It's nothing but the word of God. And so when so many don't see it by the word of God, when the attack comes, they fall apart. You need the strength of God to build you up. We've been constantly going through attack for the last 19 years in all kinds of form, but no weapon formed against this ministry has prospered. None, zero. The attack truly has been set up. I'm encouraging you tonight because I've been continuous in warfare. I'm talking about attack. Satan hates a deliverance ministry. He hates the word of God to set captives free. He hates for people to come into a place of fullness. He hates for people, health to be restored, home to be restored, children to be restored, livelihood to be restored, careers to come in order. He hates for you to prosper, saints of God. Satan is a hater. He's not our friend. He's a hater. And so I'm encouraging you, because I've been on the warpath for 19 years. And the Spirit of God give you a time of retreat. Then he builds you up. I'm encouraging someone. And he puts you back on the battlefield. He give you a time to retreat. He builds you up and puts you back on the battlefield and give you strength in the battle, because that vision is inside of you by the Holy Ghost, not by humans. Because if humans give you a good vision, they're the same one to take it from you. But they have no power over visitation from God in your life. They are zip, zero, or powerless. I want you to be encouraged. But when the Holy Ghost give you a vision, when the Holy Ghost say, I'm going to do this, it's my timing, it's my purpose, many obstacles going to come to you through to hinder you, but I'm your intervene. I will intervene for you. I will come against every attack. I will overthrow the counsel of the dark spirit, and I will bring you out in a wealthy place. I'm encouraging you tonight. It's God's will to bring you out in a wealthy place, to bring you out in a fruitful place. But that does not mean that there's not going to be an assault. It does not mean that violent spirits is not going to come against you. This word is saying in Matthew 11:12, the saints were surrounded with violent spirit. They were surrounded with attacks. But the people trust God's word, and the Lord intervened. I want you to know tonight that God shall intervene, that the spirit of faith give birth. You cannot give birth. The Spirit of God give birth to that thing, that vision, that visitation he has set up in your life. Father, this is a word of encouragement. This word, oh Father, encouraged me years after years. Anytime the devil come to bring disappointment over any of the believer's life, we have to stand in the boldness of the Holy Ghost in his word. And God, that I do know, it works. It does not mean that you won't go through different attacks. Judas was with Jesus the whole time. He moved in those places, but he was the enemy. Jesus knew it. He didn't fight. He stood, and he loved him as he did the other disciples. He didn't say anything against Judas because he knew it was the word of God being fulfilled. These things had to happen. But the Spirit of God intervened on the behalf of Jesus. Father, your word does not change. The Lord intervenes when there's disencouragement, when there's disappointment, when things are falling apart in our lives, when the devil has a raid on us, when there's a battle and everything in our lives is in a place of disturbance. I'm encouraging your people tonight because this is the word of God. The Spirit of God will go into those places, and he shall do the supernatural to cause that visitation, that vision, that dream that's big and large in their spirit to come to birth tonight. And I come in agreement with your word tonight. Those that are committed tonight, that the Spirit of God give them strength, give them endurance. Come against the wavering spirit. Allow them to be single-minded and steadfast about the things that God has attached to their lives. I thank you for the spirit of endurance. You say in our time of weakness that your strength is made perfect. I thank you for your strength, God, to give them endurance tonight, to see birth come into their lives concerning the visitation, concerning the vision. Let them keep that enlargement in their thoughts tonight. Let that dream be big. Let it not fade tonight. Come against anything that would desire to fade it out tonight. In the name of Jesus, you say, though the vision tarry, you say, wait upon it, for it shall speak and not. It will speak and not lie. There are many that has a delay over their vision, but God is encouraging you tonight. There may be a delay, but my promises stand. There may be a delay, but there's an appointed time. My spirit shall intervene. My spirit shall breathe on that place. My spirit and my breath bring life to that thing that appears dead. My spirit bring life to it. Father, bring life to the visitation. Bring life. Life to the vision. Bring life to that big dream in that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. Bring life tonight in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you that the Spirit of God is over them, hovering over them right now in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God is reconstructed. The Spirit of God is bringing about a change. The Spirit of God is stopping the assault. The Spirit of God is stopping the attack. The Spirit of God. Have them covered with his wings. The Spirit of God is stopping the destroyer. That place that the enemy desired to put an end. Stop the existence of that God desire. Want to bring damage tonight. Want to run it. Want to annihilate it and wipe it out. To bring it to a complete end. A total loss. To cripple it. To disfigure it. To dissolve it. To blot it out. But the name of Jesus, stop the roots of Satan in Jesus' name. Come against that spirit who want to trash their vision tonight. The Spirit of God, stop the assassination of the evil one tonight on their behalf. They can't do it, but Father, your force, your power, your angel have charge over them to keep them in all their ways. Keep their vision, Father, by your angel having charge over that visitation tonight in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you that the spirit of encouragement move against disappointment tonight. Move in the name of Jesus. The spirit of discouragement be dissolved by the word of God. Let faith come alive in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God is working on their behalf, intervening for them right now in Jesus' name. That every assault being silenced by the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost, that God has promised them shall live and not die. And they shall decree the works of the Lord. For he shall establish for them in the earth. Job 22:28. And God, I believe you for it. Father, I thank you for safety over Jerome, mother, as she get on this airplane tonight. Father, be in control of the airplane, the pilot, the airways, the environment that she's in, that she's not familiar. Father, I thank you that she arrived safe, that she be blessed in the city that she's going, and she return home safe because the angels have charge over her to keep her in all her ways, that the airline, that the mechanics function to get her there safe and return safe. And I believe you by faith in Jesus' name. Father, you gave a word to Brother Ray that the Spirit of God see his faithfulness, his Spirit of God has gone into a place to cause progress and increase over his life. Father, I thank you that you silence the attacks and the wicked counsel of the wicked one. That God, you stop every disturbance and the battle he's going through. Father, paralyze the works of Satan. And I give you praise that the Spirit of God give him endurance, that he hold his peace, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I thank you for his miracle, God. Miracles come from the Holy Ghost. He need an act of God. Activate a miracle for this man of God. Bring activation, mean action, God, on his behalf by faith in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that this supervisor was prophesied into Wesley's life when he was going through the fire because the enemy desired to annihilate him on that job. So this man was purposed by God to be placed in Wesley's life. People don't understand. When God give a vision, he set up every person, every location to work in his will. Father, this man was purpose set in Wesley's life for this particular job for Wesley. So because of that, the enemy is angry. Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus to come against stress and panic attack, that the Spirit of God brings a sober spirit, a quiet spirit, a spirit of confusion. Loose them in the name of Jesus. I send the word of God to cast out this panic spirit and this stressful spirit by the word of God. God didn't give him a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I thank you for the soundness to go into his body this night by faith in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God attach soundness in this man's body, that the Spirit of God, his healing virtues, move through his nerve line. And in Jesus' name, nerves, obey God tonight. That the blood of Jesus caused those nerves to come into a place of calmness tonight and drive out panic attacks by your word in the spirit of peace, not the peace the world gives, which is temporary, but the peace of God move over his body, his mental abilities come into a place of peace. And God, I thank you that he returns back to work healthy and sound in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for Pastor Roderick tonight, that the word of God is over his children, over their lives. Your word says in Isaiah, I think it's 54:13, all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Your word said that. Your word said it. He said, I'll pour my spirit upon your seed and my blessing upon your offspring. Father, pour your spirit upon his seed. His blessing upon his offspring, meaning his children and their children. In the name of Jesus, your words that all our children should be taught of the Lord, and great should be the peace of our children. I thank you, God, that you drive out anything that's not of peace over his children, over his offspring, all the things that concern his seed tonight. Your word says to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thy seed shall be saved in thy house. Father, go into that place where that house is going through any disturbance tonight. Stop the attacks in Jesus' name. Bring his house into a wealthy place, his children to a wealthy place. Your word say his seed and their offspring shall be blessed. Father, I thank you for the blessings of the Lord being upon his seed and his offspring tonight, and that the righteousness of God and the mercy of God and the peace of God overtake them continuously. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The word is over his house. The word is over his children and his grandchildren, his offspring. And I stand decreeing what your word said, that the Spirit of God established this night in Jesus' name for the man of God's sake. Father, I thank you tonight that the people of God, they are not crippled tonight. They're not disfigured tonight. They shall not be blotted out. The vision will not be rooted out. For the Spirit of God has moved on their behalf tonight. And at this very moment, God, faith given birth to everything you have personally placed inside of their spirit man. Faith, give birth tonight. Bring life to that thing that's lifeless tonight. Spirit of the Holy Ghost, intervene. Father, that was the prayer that you set up a divine visitation with us tonight, a meeting place with God concerning all of our issues tonight. We thank you for the visitation, for your visitation, Father. Bring about a change for the better for your people tonight. The word of God is bringing reconstruction in their life. And they're out of a wilderness place, out of a barren place, and they're in a fruitful place. They got to believe it by faith and stay committed to what you say in your word. And Father, I thank you tonight that Psalms 91 be upon their lives, that the Spirit of God and his truth have them covered tonight, because they dwell in a safe place with God. And I thank you for it by faith, that safety is in your word. When we hearken to your word, we are in a safe place. They are in a safe place because their spirit is yielded, and they have hearkened to the word of God this night. And I give you praise, and I give you thanksgiving for their total deliverance tonight, and the vision and the dream is big inside of their spirit man, and the breath of God is bringing forth birth, and I receive it by faith because it's your word in Jesus' name. Be encouraged, saints of God. Hold fast. Don't move. Breakthrough is at hand. Just stay alert and be watchful, for the Spirit of God is intervening for you by faith right now on your behalf, not against you, but for you. He loved you that much. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm
Been listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAP Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.